This recording, New Zealand 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am from a place at the very top of the South Island of New Zealand. The nearest town is a place called Nelson, and it has a reputation for being an art centre. So there's a lot of artists that live there, and a lot of artists that have lived there for a long time. A lot of ceramic artists, it was originally ceramic artists, that lived in that area, and then other artists came along. I know there are a lot of ceramic artists that live in Basin Nelson that sell out of Nelson, but their work's slightly more expensive. Sold out. You can pick up some of them in Wellington, some of their work. And Nelson, it's a city. It doesn't have a university. It has a polytechnic. It has a reputation for being very nice and white, so it's quite a conservative white culture, but there are 7 iwi, Māori tribes, from that area, so it also has quite a strong Māori culture and strength to it. A lot of the people that live in Nelson are really conservative, and they don't see that other side of Nelson. I spent a lot of time in Christchurch in the 70s, went to training college there, and lived in Auckland, did some post-grad work there in Auckland, went to Sydney to a drama school there for 3 years, stayed on there, worked for a long time with an Australian theatre company, lived in Melbourne, went in and out of Europe. And I know that some New Zealand accents go up at the end, like it's a question as opposed to a statement. I think that's fairly strong, like right across the country. I've got this character that I play, I work with. I've got a duo act that we put out, and we're two Westie girls. And we talk like that. There's a lot of that going on. So that is kind of actually happens. That's in our country. When I first came back from overseas, I noticed that shop assistants, mostly at supermarket checkouts, would say thank you and give them my money, and they'd say thank you, oh thank you. A lot of Kiwis say thank you. A lot of the supermarket staff in Wellington, Japanese, Chinese, Asian, so they don't say thank you. They're more likely to say cheers. Well, the Australian accent's a lot stronger. Are you going to interview any Australians? Any Australians? I've just come from a piece of work. I really love the year one acting students here. I think they're fantastic. They've been great to work with and they're really generous. I love them. I so feel passionate about working with them and having the generosity that they've given me just in this last session. They were fantastic. So yeah, I feel passionate about that. And that's great because I've come here to do my master's with, I want to reconnect with my passion for theatre because I've been away from it for a while. And so that work that we did today is, it's giving me that. Yeah, so even if I only get that once a week, that's...